The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Something I know, not something I read. I was able to save several hundred marriages, but still, more than half of the marriages in this country end up in divorce. Sometimes it's another woman. Sometimes it's another man. Sometimes it's domestic violence. Sometimes it's financial problems. But every time, it is a lack of commitment on the part of either or both of those partners. The word is very clear about the relationships between parents and children. It's clear about the about respect for authority. And it's clear about marriage. Where a man and a woman, that's what it says in the text. Where a man and a woman promise till death do us part. And 3 months later, they in the lawyer's office. Before you get married, before you jump into bed, talk to each other, get to know each other. Learn about your partner.
Talking, man.
About your goals and your desires and your needs. And please get married before you have children. It is so much easier than that. I know what I'm talking about. The first step is your commitment to God. The second step is your commitment to your relationships. The third step is your commitment to yourself. A lot of people don't think about it. How you need to commit to yourself as you move through life. Part of the growing up process is analyzing yourself, getting to know yourself, and making commitments to yourself to get where you're going. And when you commit to yourself, you have to commit to several things, but as always, seek first the Word. The Word says that the path of life will be challenged. The path will sometimes be smooth and sometimes it'll be crooked. Sometimes it'll be easy, sometimes it'll be rough. But it will always be filled with challenges, with trials and tribulations. It's right there in Romans. In the 5th chapter of Romans, the 3rd and 4th verses, it says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations. In tribulations. Also knowing that tribulations worketh patience. The word says that you will face tribulations in life, and he designed it that way. The word says that tribulations are supposed to teach you patience. Tribulations worketh patience. Says it right there in Romans. But then it says, and patience, experience. From patience, we will learn experience. But wait, stay with me. First, the book says, we glory in tribulations, and these tribulations will teach you patience. Then it says, these tribulations, patience will give you experience. And then the experience will give you hope. The trials and tribulations that we face are designed to give us patience, experience, and hope.
Yes.
And he designed it that way. You know, talking about commitment to yourself. I was in court a couple of weeks ago, and there's a young man who came in. He's 19 years old, and he and his lawyer were trying to get a break. He got himself into trouble. And so I was in the room when they were talking to the assistant district attorney. And the assistant DA said, young man, what do you do? How far did you go in school? He said, I dropped out in the ninth grade. And he's 19. He said, well, what do you do for a living? Where do you work? He said, I don't work. He said, where'd you used to work? He said, I never did work. He said, well, what do you do all day? He said, well, I chill. He said, well, what you mean you chill? What is that? What you do? I said, well, me and my lady, we listen to marijuana, we listen to music, we smoke marijuana, we just kind of hang out. She said, well, how you eat? So we live with her mama, and she gets food stamps. And she looked at the young man. She looked him up and down. She looked like this. He was standing there in slippers. His pants were hanging down below his dirty hair. He had a baseball cap on, turned back. You see, this young man did not make a commitment to himself. Now, if you take that young man and his preparation for life, she also asked him, do you go to church? He said, no. He said, do you pray? No. Now, if you take that young man and compare that to mountain climbing, I'm a mountain climber, climbing three tallest mountains in the 48 states. In preparation for that first mountain climb, I had to swim between 3 and 10 miles every day. I had to run between 10 and 20 miles every day. I had to get on a bicycle and travel on that bicycle between 20 and 70 miles every day to prepare for that mountain climb. That young man did not come. He has not done anything to prepare himself for life.
All right now.
If you're going to do all that stuff to prepare just to go climb a mountain, you've got to do something to prepare yourself for life.
Yeah. 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 Amen. That's right.
Now, hanging out all day, there's going to be he and his lady. There's going to be some young folks coming along. There'll be a couple of babies coming. And he is totally unprepared to support those children and his lady. Preparation. You know that young man, when you climb a mountain, you have to wear special underwear to keep you warm, up to 40 degrees below zero on that mountain. Special socks to keep your feet warm. Big coat to keep you warm. Special pants and special jackets to keep the wind from getting to you. Keep the water and the snow and the sleet from getting to your skin.
Yes.
You press for success with where you're going and what you're doing. This young man slid in there with his pants half down, wearing some slippers, in court. Assistant district attorney looked at him like he was absolutely nothing. And that was just the assistant DA. When he got in front of that judge, it was going to be worse than that. You've got to dress. You've got to commit to yourself to dress for success. Don't go face the judge looking like you. That's not going to work. And she asked him if he prayed. Now, if you're on a mountain, you got to at least pray about 50, 60, 70 times a day. Lord, please don't let me slip off the ice and fall down and kill myself. Lord, please give me just a little bit more breath to get to that rock over there so I can sit down and catch my breath. Lord, please give me the strength. I don't know what I'm doing, what got me up here in the first place, but please give me the strength to get to the top and get on back down. 50 times a day, 100 times a day. And this boy didn't pray once a day. You got to prepare for life. You've got to commit yourself to it. You've got to commit yourself to the Lord. You got to stay close to the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir.
We have explored commitment. We looked at our commitment to God and the obedience that it requires. We looked at our commitment to our relationships, our parents, with our children. And those relationships require us to be good servants in God.
Yeah.
We've looked at our commitments to ourselves. So now, my brothers and sisters, the question is, what are you going to do? You need to decide. If you want to make your relationships work, you got to commit to those relationships. If you want to have a good relationship with your mother and your daddy, you've got to commit to those relationships. If you want to have peace and harmony in your marriage, in your personal relationship, you've got to commit to it so it'll be better. If you're a student and you want to succeed in school, you got to commit to the teachers. You got to commit to the school. You got to commit to those books. You gotta commit to homework.